Hey everybody, Josh here. Thanks for tuning in to the first edition of our Coast to Coast podcast here. It's March 8th, right around 9:30 p.m. And hey, spring break is here. We made it. Any of my fellow college students out there, rejoice, enjoy it, enjoy your time off, come back ready to go finish this whole spring semester out. Little background on me. I'm currently an exercise science major here at Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia. My lovely fiance is in the Navy. We were originally from the West Coast. She's from San Diego. I'm from various parts in Oregon and California. She got stationed out here April of, I believe it was 2017. So we've been here since. It's been awesome. Definitely different than the East Coast, or West Coast rather, but it's been fun. It's been a good time. So again, I'm an exercise science major, going to school full time, working part time, into sports. I'm again from the West Coast, so I'm a big San Francisco 49er fan. Don't give me too much shit about that, but, don't watch a whole lot of baseball anymore, but when I do, it's, you know, San Francisco Giants, a little bit of the A's here and there, because my mother's a Oakland A's fan, kind of got brought up into a mixed household as far as baseball goes. So, yeah, that's me. More recently, I've been getting into triathlons and more endurance athlete kind of stuff. It's been kind of piquing my interest as far as my own personal workouts go, and as far as kind of the research and stuff I've been keeping tabs on. as far as my school goes too, which I've been taking a lot of courses recently that kind of have something to do with that as far as nutrition and exercise physiology. So it's been cool to be able to mix my personal interests with my academic interests and really have that all tie together. My other interests, I'm very into space, astronomy, engineering. That this most recent thing with the SpaceX Crew Dragon successfully splashed down earlier this afternoon. So their first full demo mission looked awesome. I watched the live stream of that docking the other day and man, that was really cool to see. And the interior of the Crew Dragon, it looked absolutely awesome. Elon Musk, all the stuff that he's been doing, you know, we need more crazy, eccentric billionaires like that. It's nice to see somebody with an interest in progressing our presence in space. So it looks like next year they'll be able to roll out the next stage of their demo, which would be a manned docking to the International Space Station. Their demo 2 should be that again. Docking to the International Space Station with actual astronauts on board, and be the first private company to dock anything to this International Space Station. I think actually the first private company to put anything into orbit. So another big step there for Elon and his whole team. Let's see what else. Recently, last weekend I saw the Apollo 11 documentary, and holy shit! If you have any interest in space or the moon landing or any of that stuff whatsoever, I highly, 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 highly recommend going to see that film, because some of the footage they pulled out of the old vault there at NASA, it was honestly a little bit hard to believe that it was from the 60s. If I was a little bit more of a conspiracy theorist, I might believe that, you know, some of it might have been faked. But yeah, some of the viewpoints on that from, you know, cameras from outside of the lunar module and the command module, it was really cool to see those for the first time. They might have been released otherwise, but it was the first time I'd seen them. And then another thing that was kind of cool about it was just seeing the people from the 60s hanging out and down there in Florida watching the whole thing take place and hearing them talk. And all the communications back and forth between mission control was pretty cool to hear too. And by the way, Buzz motherfucking Aldrin has balls of steel. They had biomedical sensors on these dudes, so heart rate, I would imagine O2 intake, you know, some sort of breathing. But after, I believe it was stage one cutoff, so the giant ass Saturn V rocket with those J2 engines on the bottom of them, getting them up into near orbit. So stage one cutoff, they cut off the big rocket, and I'm not sure if it was before they detached that stage or after, but here and there, they took heart rates of these guys. And Neil Armstrong, I believe he was about 110. The other gentleman, Jesus, why can I never remember this guy's name? I apologize. Michael something. Shit. I screwed the pooch on that one. Sorry, friend. The other astronaut's heart rate was around 109, I want to say, right in that area. Buzz Aldrin clocks in at fucking 85 or some shit. Like a Sunday stroll. Like the dude just got done walking his dog. But no, he was strapped to a fucking 300 million pound rocket. A controlled explosion taking his ass up into space. And he clocks in at 85. Jesus Christ, Buzz. And I think they mentioned a couple times that he ripped his biomedical sensors off during transit to the moon, during that translunar injection phase there. Man, I couldn't even imagine what it would take to actually sit down. I mean, I would gladly do it, but to actually sit down in one of those things and have your ass blasted off into the fucking sky, like, well, hopefully this thing doesn't fucking explode. And I don't think many people realize that, you know, there were quite a few astronauts lost in the Apollo program. Apollo 1, you know, with that hatch door mishap and the cabin fire. I believe three of them passed that day. So the whole Apollo series, the Mercury series, that the early days of NASA and the space race are really interesting stuff if you ever want to get into it. Michael Collins, that was his name. God damn it. Sorry, a little slow on the Google search there. Michael Collins, bear with me here, folks. Michael Collins was an Irish revolutionary soldier and politician who is elite. Yeah. There we go. He's an interesting guy because while Neil and Buzz were down there playing around in the fucking moon dust, Michael Collins, born October 31st, 1930, Major General Michael Collins, excuse me, he was still in the command module circling the moon by himself. They mentioned during the documentary that there would be times, I believe it was for like 45 minutes at a time, that he would be completely out of contact with everybody. So couldn't talk to NASA, couldn't talk to Buzz or Neil on the ground on the lunar surface. So 45 minutes he would be completely isolated from literally the entire population and history of humanity. I mean, he couldn't even see the Earth. There's one picture I saw the other day from the command module of the lunar module that Michael Collins took, and the caption was something along the lines of, you know, every human that has ever existed or does exist is in that picture, except Michael Collins. I'm butchering the caption, but that was the gist of it. Basically, every human that has existed or does exist currently is in that picture besides Michael Collins, which is a crazy thing to think about. And I couldn't imagine the kind of solitude that he was feeling up there. And honestly, a little bit of sadness is the word, remorse. I don't know if he ever actually went back to the moon or not. First crew assignment was backup pilot for Gemini 7, Gemini 10, Apollo 8, Apollo 11. Let's see, what else did this gentleman do here? You know, I think that was it. Doesn't really say much else here unless I'm missing something, but man, how crazy would it be to go on that that 4-day journey all the way to the moon and not even get to touch the surface. That would be, I'd have some mixed feelings about it, because you're only one of three people at that point that have seen the moon that close, and just to have to sit there and look at that little fucking 6-inch window down at the moon, man. But I'll digress on that point. So I mentioned the 49ers earlier. Talk a little bit about them. Obviously, the big point this season is keeping Jimmy Garoppolo healthy. I don't really worry about his decision making. I think it was one bad choice that kind of fucked us. But you know, in that game, that was against Kansas City. They were playing well. They got up to a pretty decent lead early. We started to come back, and then Jimmy, you know, he tried to go for a couple extra yards, which I can't fault him. I played quarterback through high school and for 2 years in college, and you know, sometimes you just want to go for a little bit more, and unfortunately he made that mistake. And you know, when I made that mistake, I'd get hit, and so what, big fucking deal. But when Jimmy makes that mistake, that's a multi-million dollar mistake. So hopefully he can kind of realize that and put it together. He's a smart guy, you know. It's not anything that I'm really worried about going forward, but defensively kind of up and down. Big fan of Solomon down there on the defensive line. DeForest Buckner, an Oregon guy. Solomon, a Stanford guy, so Pac-12 in the house there. DeForest Buckner's, he was a lot of fun to watch this year. I'm trying to be as unbiased as possible. I guess I don't really need to be unbiased. They're from my two favorite teams, so really glad to see him get a chance in the Pro Bowl this year. I think he was a backup and somebody dropped and he got into something like that. But anyways, what I really wish we would pull together this year is some sort of outside threat at receiver. I love Goodwin. Dude can absolutely fly when you get him the ball. I love Kittle. I love Breida. I love all those guys. Didn't really see much from McKinnon this year. Obviously, he tore his ACL. I believe it was his ACL in preseason. Like the last week, the last practice of preseason. Practice? Talking about practice? The very last fucking practice of preseason, tore his shit out. So he'll be back. It'll be interesting to see the competition there between Breida and McKinnon. I don't really see much of a competition at the quarterback position between Garoppolo and Nick Mullins. I like the kid. I was glad to see the switch. I can't remember the other guy's fucking name. I'm having trouble with names tonight. Maybe I'm getting old. Shit. But I like the switch. Nick Mullins came in and he played a hell of a first couple games, won the job, and finished the season out strong. But as far as longevity goes, I don't really see him being the answer. You know, I think John Lynch and the organization investing that much money in him, in Garoppolo rather, really shows, you know, where they're going with it. And there might be a little competition in the preseason camp just to kind of get the competitive juices going, but I don't really think there's a legitimate battle for that position. I think it's pretty well strung up. But receiver, I really hope they go out somewhere this offseason and pull up a big-bodied receiver, because that's just something we haven't had in a while. I think they had one guy pulled up from the practice squad late last year, tall, skinny kid, but we just haven't had a physical presence on the outside for a long, long damn time. I'm trying to think of the last real physical receiver we've had in San Francisco, and it's been a minute. You know, Pierre Garçon, we've had him for the last couple of years. He's a good receiver. I don't know if we've released him recently. I'd have to check on that, but not a big guy, not a overpowering guy. You know, when we were in the NFC Championship those years and the Super Bowl, we had Crabtree, I guess, would be our last one. But yeah, it'd be nice to have them go out and grab somebody. I don't really want Antonio Brown. I just feel like he's kind of on this downward slope, like losing his goddamn mind. His interview with, he's got his mustache bleached, with the rest of his hair is all normal colored, and he's kind of talking crazy and like, I'm in my mansion, like it just seems like a lot of extra shit going on that I don't really want around the team. But Odell Beckham, at this point I would actually rather take Odell Beckham than Antonio Brown, which some people may or may not agree with, but he's young, he's extremely talented. I don't want to say he gets more credit than what he's due for, but I've seen some pretty goddamn wild catches myself with the type of gloves that they wear. So that does definitely help, but he's absolutely incredibly talented. He's young, so the longevity there with Jimmy Garoppolo and then being able to build and establish a relationship would be awesome. But again, he's not a big-bodied guy. He's not a big physical outside receiver that you hope to have out there like a Julio Jones. And I think Jimmy Garoppolo would probably cream in his pants if he can pull somebody like Julio Jones or I know he's not available obviously, but someone like that this offseason. Are we still recording? This thing just shit out? I think we're still going. Alright, we'll keep rolling. What's next on the docket here? We'll get off the football stuff. Triathlon. My next talking point here. Signed up for a couple events coming up here. The ODU Triathlon, which is... it's not a full triathlon. It's kind of a mini sprint. I'm not sure exactly what they're calling it, but it's 400 meter swim followed by a mile run followed by a 4.5 mile bike ride capped off by a 2 mile run. So nice little mix of stuff there. Swimming is my least familiar area. I've done a lot of cycling in the last couple years, done a little bit of running, but swimming, you know, I really haven't done much other than recreational. So this will be the first time. I've probably done 6 or 7 swimming workouts, and man, those first couple were absolute hell. One of the toughest workouts I've ever done was that very first swim workout, because I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I barely watched any videos. I just jumped in the water and started trying to swim laps, and god damn it, I drank more water that day than I probably swam through. So yeah, so the ODU Triathlon. I'm also signed up for the NASA Langley 5K, which is just a kind of mess around event. It's not really anything I'm going to be too competitive in, just to go there and you actually run through the facility and get to see some cool shit, and you get a t-shirt, and it's just kind of a fun thing to do. And then the big one, the one I'm actively training for, is the Jamestown Sprint Triathlon up in Williamsburg, Virginia, which is about an hour north of here, hour north of Norfolk. It's a 750 meter swim, which is about a half a mile. It's open water. And then it's a 12.5 mile bike ride. And then that's, you finish it with a 5K, it's 3.1 miles. So last year, just looking at the finishing results, it was pretty quick. I think the guy that won it last year finished the goddamn thing in just over an hour. So, I've been training pretty hard for it. I slacked a little bit this last week, but with spring break coming this week, I'm definitely going to be training hard and getting back into the swing for that. My fiance, she was in New Orleans for about a month, and she's been in Key West for about 2 weeks now. She comes home in a couple weeks, and she's going to do the 5K with me. That'll be awesome. But so, yeah, that's what's going on there. Triathlon coming up. Wedding coming up in April. We're getting married, so mazel tov to us there. And then she'll be off to Korea for 6 months. Her squadron, helicopter squadron here in Norfolk, deploys to Korea every 6 months. So that's where she'll be. She's already done that once since we've been out here in Virginia, and it sucks ass to be frank, but part of the deal. So it is what it is. Got to deal with it. So yeah, just sitting around here with my my pups, the dogs, hanging out, playing a little bit of video games here and there, and decided to start throwing shit down on this podcast that I've been putting off because I don't really know what to say. So wrote down a couple points and started going for it. I think we're gonna post it up to Anchor, which is an app for creating podcasts. If anybody else is out there interested. Once you do create a podcast, I believe they put it out to Spotify and iTunes and a whole bunch of other places to kind of get you out there. And you can do ads and sponsorships, and then for every like 1,000 views, they'll throw you some cash and that kind of stuff. So pretty cool, but just testing it out. I'm up to about 21 minutes here. I think that's probably good for my first one. Just wanted to get myself introduced a little bit and get a little bit more comfortable talking to people. So thanks for tuning in. Hope you keep tuning in and hanging out with me here. Hopefully we'll get some guests on and start talking about some shit other than myself and what I like. So thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.